no sweat news. Okay. Here you go. Story number one, I don't know if this is a hell no story or not, but we'll see. Story number three could very well, it is for me at least.
Okay.
All right. About 2 weeks ago in Spain, Spain's most wanted drug trafficker was in the news.
Uh-oh.
Because he came out of hiding to cameo in a lame music video. And that's how they caught him.
Well, he wanted his 15 minutes of fame, and now he's getting 15 years in jail.
Francisco Tejon is the cat's name. Earlier this month, after years and years of trying to track this dude down, he showed up in an awful music video for a Spanish reggaeton artist named Chase A. The drug dealer Francisco was seen in a Bentley, partying in a mansion, hanging out with chicks in bikinis, you know, doing the big rock star drug dealer thing.
Acting like a drug dealer.
Well, the cops followed the artist's social media posts to kind of narrow down the geographic area where this mansion would be. And then they worked with local real estate agents to pinpoint the mansion. And kaboom, see you later, Francisco.
Francisco, what a poor decision.
Terrible.
You had it.
Yep.
You had won. They weren't finding you.
Cops had no idea. They were not funny.
And let's be honest, it wasn't like it was the Rolling Stones or it was some, what was it, flamingo reggae robot music from Spain? I'd never even...
Reggaetron.
Whatever the hell that is.
Here's another story about cops finding something that actually worked out really well.
Okay.
Now we go to Florida, capital of the No Sweat News. A Krispy Kreme donut van was reported stolen in Lake City, Florida. Now, yes, you can prepare your cops and donuts jokes.
You're right.
Okay? Because we may need them.
Okay.
The Krispy Kreme van was found by police 200 miles away in Clearwater. It was abandoned. And when they found it, it still was filled with all the Krispy Kreme donuts.
That is awesome.
Huh? So okay. The cops are like, this is like police heaven.
This is heaven for me.
Right?
That'd be heaven for me. I'm not even a cop.
Well, you know what they did?
What?
They gave them all away to homeless people.
Oh.
Right?
That's a sweet story.
They would have been too stale had they brought them 200 miles back to the, so the manager was like, you know, you guys keep them. Do whatever. You're police. You love donuts. You go ahead and keep them.
Aww.
Now they ate a few themselves. The local homeless, division of health or whatever, and said, hey, where do these people gather? And they showed up and they started handing out donuts.
I wish I had known. I would have lined up for that. Krispy Kreme is delicious.
I love them.
They're Krispy Kreme. They're glazed donuts.
I was so sad when that one closed down in Brick.
Man. I know.
I was on my way to work. I was on my way home.
Yeah.
I gained like 40 pounds.
Oh, it was the best.
That red light came on. It was like Amsterdam all over again, except donut style.
You and Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal's a huge Krispy Kreme fan.
Now, here's story number three. Dateline, your local Burger King. This may be a hell no. I might need it.
Okay.
Burger King is already selling a Black Fanta slushie for Halloween, and reports are that it turns your poop all kinds of different colors.
Okay.
We covered that earlier in the week.
Right.
Well, now Burger King has announced another new thing for Halloween.
Okay.
Coming out this Monday is called the Nightmare King.
All right. What does that entail?
It's a chicken sandwich on a green bun. But here's the thing. They claim that they have worked out something with scientists.
All right.
That the green bun actually makes the people who eat it have nightmares.
Oh, hell no.
Thank you.
So I'm signing up for nightmares now.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much happen to me involuntarily all the time.
I'm so glad that you agree with this hell no.
Yeah. I'm looking for an occasional night of peaceful sleep.
Every now and then would be nice.
Oh, my God.
They teamed up with researchers who ran a study and found that when people ate this particular sandwich, they had 3.5 times more nightmares than normal.
They should just call this the Freddy Krueger burger.
What on earth?
The hell? What? No one likes nightmares.
So,
I think that's something that most Americans would agree on.
Go ahead and get yourself the Nightmare King for a limited time at Burger King.
What? Want to screw up your life even more than it already is?
Right.
Have a triple the amount of nightmares now.
Triple.
It could be due to Burger King.
Is that nuts?
First of all, I just want to say this. In terms of fast food mascots, The Burger King himself is the creepiest mascot by a mile.
I would have to. Well, I don't know. Ronald McDonald with those pants. You never know what he's hiding
that
in there.
That king with his frozen. At least Ronald McDonald's face moves. The king's face is perpetually frozen.
Yeah, that's
and
creepy.
And so I always feel like, you know, he's chasing me constantly.
Yeah.
And now on top of it, I'm going to have nightmares about the guy?
Three times the amount of nightmares more than normal.
No, thanks. I'm going to Wendy's.
I'm gonna feed a couple of these to Gots and see how he handles it. Hey, Gots, I got lunch. Let's go.
Oh, you got to do that.
We got a quick check of the roads. Tomorrow we do the No Sweat News quiz for Greta Van Fleet tickets. The big show sold out at Stone Pony Summer Stage next May. Here's how it works. You get four stories, three were on. I mean, a sandwich that causes...
causes nightmares.
That actually,
it's like an Inception burger. And then no one wants nightmares.
Yeah.
I like a dream where, like, I've just helped the Yankees win a World Series.
Right,
like,
right.
Those are the dreams I like.
Not
being chased by the Burger King down a frightening alley
right,
at 2 o'clock in the morning.
He's got a hatchet in his hand ready to turn you into little chicken nuggets like they did to that poor schmuck in Saudi Arabia.